Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to choose a rain date. If you've got anything important coming up, and there is a chance that life might intervene, figure out when else it can happen. This increases the chances that it does happen, even if not when you originally planned. So lots of schools are having their graduations these days, and many of these ceremonies happen out of doors. But much can go predictably wrong outside. The weather might not cooperate. And no one wants to stand outside for 2 hours in a cap and gown in the pouring rain. That's why many organizations schedule an official rain date. If the weather is bad on the original date, then the event will be rescheduled. You even know when it will be rescheduled. There is no question of if or when. You know not to put anything unmovable in the rain date slot. Most likely, it won't be needed. Despite the perception, it does not always rain on graduation ceremonies. But having a rain date vastly increases the chances that a graduation ceremony will happen. And if you do want it to happen, that increased certainty is a good thing. So it goes for much in life. We can put important things on our schedules. Then, life intervenes. Stuff comes up. This can be aggravating, but it is far less aggravating if you have already secured a backup slot. Anything important needs a rain date. If the first time doesn't work, when else can you do it? I am serious about extending this rain date consideration to anything important. This is truly how effective people make progress on their goals. Maybe you plan to give more celebratory feedback to your employees. You schedule time on Thursday to meet with someone who really needs the encouragement. Then, your biggest client has a crisis, requiring everyone to deal with that. It will probably bump the feedback. But if it is important to you to be a responsive employer who gives celebratory feedback, it shouldn't bump it forever. When is the rain date? Do you and your employee know exactly when that feedback will be rescheduled for, automatically? If you know, then this process can be far more motivational. Same with, for instance, one-on-one time with kids. If you have planned a special day with a child, both of you are going to look forward to it. But what if one of you gets sick? Or there's rain when you plan to go to the amusement park? Don't let disappointment rain, as it were. Figure out a rain date. When your first choice day doesn't happen, when can you go instead? People often lament that they have good intentions, and then life derails them. That's life. Something always comes up. But something coming up doesn't have to derail us from our goals. Set a rain date for anything important. And most likely, that important thing will happen. Not when you originally planned, but it will happen because you did plan for how life really works. In the meantime, This is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.